Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm here with two very gentle yet strong men, Ron Cook and Bob Pompeiani. I've admired them both for decades. Nicholas Callis, a.k.a. Harry, is sitting to my right. Did you guys hear that Joe Starkey retired?
To your right.
Left.
Okay.
Sometimes I get those two confused.
Well, hey, that would
Bob.
Make my day if Joe Starkey would retire. Oh, well, you're not talking about that Joe Starkey, are you?
Joe Starkey, the band on the field, Cal football announcer, has retired. Nikolai, as we're talking here, can you find the band on the field recording? I think people should hear that. This is it for him, Ron. He's done.
How old is he? Is he in his 70s?
Good question. I think he's 80, actually.
Oh, he's 80?
Yeah. He's 80 years old. People don't realize that this Joe Starkey preceded Mike Lang
right
as the Penguins play-by-play guy. Do you remember that, Bob?
Yes, I do.
What do you remember about it?
I just remember his name, and he preceded the Penguins. I never heard him other than videos and audio recordings that I've heard subsequently.
Ron, do you remember him?
I do not.
He was here.
I knew he had the job, but I don't. You know who else that Lang got the job over?
Mike.
Doc Emmerich. Yeah, he got the job. And Doc didn't get the job. And Doc goes, best move they ever made, hiring Mike Lang. That's pretty good. Doc applied for the job and was one of the finalists.
That's incredible. I wonder who was doing the hiring back then. Man, did they bring in some good candidates, huh, Bob?
Unbelievable candidates.
Ron.
What?
Look at me.
He asked you to comment.
We're trying to get into a rich, fun conversation, and Bob is texting again.
I commented.
He wasn't even paying attention.
It was his turn to comment.
You worry about my phone dinging and my texting.
No, I don't care what you're doing, but.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I will find guilt in my
story. Now, again, he has no computer. We have a computer. We all hear that.
Harry, have you found that yet?
I'm working on it. I'm almost there.
No. Ron, that thing should be right at your fingertips.
Yeah,
on the field play?
You would think. Just like
you and I getting let down left and right
like
here.
Just like the Mitch Trubisky train. That ought to be good for both of them right away.
Should be. You'd think. I forget what I was going to say about Joe Starkey. I think he did the only live radio broadcast of the Miracle on Ice.
Of the Olympics, right?
I met him. He told me that night. It was a Steeler game in San Francisco. He's also the Niners play-by-play guy. I walked down the hallway. He had a little nameplate that said Joe Starkey. Knocked on the door. He came to the door. I said, Joe Starkey? Joe Starkey, pleased to meet you. He didn't know what to make of it, Bob.
Why is this punk bothering me? That's
encounter.
What he thought. You know, get away from me, loser.
Nobody talked about stalkers back then, but you were one.
This guy went to go do Cal football, which you'd figure would lead to a life of obscurity. Of course, he was also doing the Niners for a number of years, which wouldn't be that.
Is he a West Coast guy?
Yeah, originally, just like Mike Lang. But doing Cal football, he became the guy who called this play.
Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does. Ball comes loose, and the Bears have to get out of bounds. Rodgers along the sideline, another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rodgers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20. Oh, the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone. He's going to go into the end zone. The
one of the iconic plays.
Oh, my God. The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football.
He's running out of words.
I had to go back to exciting. So let me ask you this. I don't know how we got here because Joe Starkey's retiring.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think that's the most incredible play in sports history. Now, off the top of my head, the fact that the band was on the field and somebody ran through the band. What's the most incredible play in history?
As soon as I was listening to that, trying to think of the same thing. I mean,
how would that happen today? What would happen today if that happened?
There would be instant replay.
Well, they'd clear the field and say you can't make a play with a band on the field.
The greatest play in NFL history. Franco's Immaculate Reception.
Except there wasn't a band on the field.
But an NFL playoff game.
No.
Fourth and 10.
So wait, let's maybe I'm not articulating this right. That was the most amazing actual play. But the most surreal set of events that surrounded a play in the history of sports, it has to be the band on the field. Maybe somebody coming off, what was wrong way? Who's the guy who got tackled, who came off the bench to tackle somebody in a college game all those years ago?
Yeah, I remember.
Who was that?
I forget the name, but I remember the play. But I agree with you. Given the circumstances and a band in the last play, and you never thought it was going to happen, they thought it was over. I mean, guy gets planted in the end zone, the tuba player, whatever he was.
The trombone, that guy got interviewed years later.
The only other one I can think of that I thought was an amazing finish, still Franco's catch, but Flutie in Miami.
Yeah.
That last minute, last second play.
There have been some Hail Marys.
I mean, that was a big upset, right? Yeah. BC over Miami.
It was the 1954 Cotton Bowl. Dickie Meagle, Bob, you covered him way back when. The Rice running back tackle, he came off the bench and went on the field and tackled an Alabama running back. That's the greatest. Cowher almost did that. Didn't he almost punch the Jacksonville kicker?
The guy blocked a Norm Johnson kick, and he was coming
up
the sideline.
That's right.
And Cowher stepped out towards him. And took his arm back.
So the Tomlin play actually comes into this conversation.
Yeah,
that's up there. If he had tripped Jacoby Jones,
yeah, but he led to him getting tackled anyhow because he made him turn in.
That's an all-time play.
Nothing more bizarre than having nothing a band. More bizarre
but you than mentioned that play, but I've never seen Tomlin so contrite. After that game. Remember the next day, the Monday press, Tuesday press conference?
Yeah.
He begged for more questions. You know, what else can I say? He was so contrite about that. And I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I didn't think he was intentionally trying to make the play. Maybe I'm naive.
Since I've heard all his explanation, or his explanation,
about the review,
really.
Looking
he's
at
right.
The opposite
he's right.
Side of
I
the
believe
field.
Him. I don't know that I did at the time, but I believe him.
But I've never seen him as contrite as he was that day.
And he had a good sense of humor about it because Twitter was already in vogue by then and everybody had a meme for Tomlin.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Dickie Meagle, Bob. You remember him well.
No.
I'm looking at it right now. This dude was on the bench and ran off the bench and crushed a guy during the game. What a moment. Bob, speaking of trombones and people getting run over, did I ever tell you that I played the trombone in sixth grade, did a book report on it, and discovered the French name for a trombone is a sack butt?
Oh, God.
He mentioned this to me last 2 weeks ago.
A sack butt.
Yeah.
Please explain.
I mean, I'm sure it's not pronounced that way. S-A-C-Q-U-E-B-U-T-T-E. Want to take a stab at the French pronunciation?
Sacquibouta.
Sacquibouta. Could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
And a sack butt sounds better. You played the sack butt.
To a sixth grader, it's a sack butt, right?
Sack butt.
Let's talk about the NFL, shall we?
The band play still is significant, though.
I love it, man.
And Starkey, who called that play, did a great job.
The other part of that is it wasn't just like Pitt and Syracuse. It was a huge rivalry game, right? I mean, a huge. It's like that game, Pitt-Penn State would be like comparison, right? And that added to it. You know, again, if Pitt does this against Syracuse, it's an amazing play, but doesn't have quite the same cachet.
I don't remember much. Did they take a while to make it official, or was it immediately?
Should
they
it
got
have
to
counted?
The end zone.
Should it have counted?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
There was no tacklers there, though. The band was on the field.
I
don't think the band got in front of a tackler, though.
I'd have to go back and look at that.
It's incredible.
He did run over the guy in the end zone.
There's only one man, he has a trombone in his hand. He's got to get there.
He ran over the sack bus player.
Thrilling, exciting. Yeah. That was a great call.
It's kind of tough when you're in that situation and you have no idea how that's working. And a band's on the field, the play's continuing, and you got to call it.
Yeah.
The only part I didn't like about this, Joe, I was excited when I heard Joe Starkey's retiring.
I know.
That built up some great hopes in my mind. And then, but the conversation turned out okay.
Sad to disappoint you on that one. But the great Joe Starkey is no more out in California. I mean, he's still alive. I didn't mean to imply that. He's retired.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.